Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Nige, a little update here on the big AT&T outage of yesterday. At first, some stories were coming out saying, well, maybe it's solar flares. Well, maybe it's Ric flares. Woo! I don't know.
Maybe it's a hack.
Maybe it's a hack. Maybe it's the Chinese. Maybe it's the Russians. I don't know. Well, now the story is that it's just crappy software.
Oh, really?
AT&T really? Says their outage was caused by a software glitch.
They fixed the glitch.
Little Office Space for you. They told ABC in a statement that the outage was not a cyber attack, but caused by the application and execution of an incorrect process used as they are expanding their network.
Again, like I said yesterday, human, that's fancy talk for human error. But to be fair, I wasn't going to believe no matter what. I don't believe no matter what they say. Like, if they went out, if they came out and said, yeah, we got hacked by the Chinese, I would have said, oh, that's a bunch of BS. I bet it was bad coding, you know.
Somebody that was told to learn to code didn't properly learn to code.
That's how cynical I can be sometimes. I don't believe anything I hear anymore.
The folks at AT&T also went on to tell ABC that, quote, there was nothing nefarious or malicious about this incident.
Mm. Okay, good. That's good. Don't believe them, but that's good.
Full Ron Burgundy. I don't believe you.
The thing that scared me yesterday was the bank I go to had a nationwide outage, too. So which was,
I heard that from a few people.
Yeah.
Somebody in our newsroom, and I can't remember who it was, said they had issues with online banking yesterday as well.
I did. So it got back to normal around 7 or 8 o'clock last night, but I could not get into my account at all yesterday, which was kind of scary.
Still a lot of questions. A lot of questions here. And you know who else doesn't believe what they're being told? No. AI Donald Trump. Here is AI Donald Trump on the big AT&T outage of yesterday.
It wasn't a software glitch. It was totally the Chinese. It's really sad. They are hacking your phones and coming across the border to have sex with your wives and shove Bud Lights in your children's asses.
AI Donald Trump right
what
there.
What the hell?
With his thoughts on who's responsible for the big outage yesterday, Nige.